I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I was at the Soka. Put me Wonka.
I know everything.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Warriors, they win again. Not in shambles. Remain in the sixth spot. Everything's locking in, as the chef would say.
11 consecutive wins with Jimmy Butler in the lineup, man.
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. They got the Knicks coming in tomorrow. See if they can keep it going there. And then a back-to-back next week against Denver and Milwaukee. That should be very interesting.
Man. But let's go.
As Steph Curry said on Wednesday, let's stay present. Let's stay present.
Because you gave him a present that the Diplomats. I wonder where the jersey's at, Stoddy. You think it made it to the house, Evan? You think it's in the car?
Who's their youngest now?
I know Cannon. Evan, I believe, knows his name. I don't want to butcher it. Shout out Shasky.
I wouldn't be offended if they used it for a bib for one of the little kids. Yeah. That'd be fine. They can use it as a dust cloth if they want. That's fine. It was just it's a gesture. That's all it was.
Dude, we hadn't talked because I was out yesterday, but that was a fun time too. Dude, we've been having a great couple days.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Been a lot of fun, and when the Warriors win, it certainly makes it a lot easier. Steph Curry, 4,000 threes. Jonathan Kuminga returns. Let me look at his line real quick.
Man,
18 points in 20 minutes. 7 of 10.
4-6 from the free. Got to the stripe.
Got to the line.
How did you not want him back? And it's not that. It was just a question of it's rolling. But nothing better than talent, Stoney, than more talent. And Draymond Green, I don't know if we have the quote. I just let you guys down at every turn. But he said even though they were rolling, the team, Stoney, there was never a thought in his mind that they did need Jonathan Kuminga back. And 1 + 1 = 2. But now they're more powerful. They got a young man that I think is one of one on the team right now, Stoney. And again, Jimmy Butler sprinkled everybody with better sauce or, you know, you're doing more. And now this team is so damn deep. I don't know where it's going, man. But it looks like it's headed in more than just the right direction. But, man.
And by the way, you know, for those that said or saying that, you know, we worry too much about Kuminga. It wasn't so much worry as trying to figure out how he's going to fit in. And guess what? Now that switches a little bit to Brandon Pajemski, who's missed a few games. I heard you know, Steve Kerr last night was talking about the eventual closing lineup.
I heard that.
And he said right now he's thinking it could be Pajemski in there. He listed, Curry, Kuminga, Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, and... He said, my first thought would be Pajemski. He said, but you know what? Let's see how it goes.
No
because
doubt.
If I have Butler on the floor and Draymond Green, I might have enough playmakers. So then it could be Buddy Hield or any number of players. So the Warriors just have a lot of options right now.
Stoney, real quick, and you're a basketball connoisseur. Just hearing him think like that, and he's right, in regard to having, you know, Jimmy Butler and Draymond, that they could, you know, do what Paz does. But I'll say this. It's all dependent on the matchup, right? And it could be the fifth by committee. And I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big Smooth's in Oakland.
Our man.
What's up, Big Smooth? How you doing, man?
I'm well. Hey, serenity now. That's all I got. But listen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because of Jimmy Butler, man, I think my marriage is better. I'm just saying he's spilling over into my life now.
Wow, man.
I want to welcome back all the people who said they wouldn't come back until Draymond was off the team. Welcome back if he ain't off the team. But I think viewership is up. Now, listen, one observation last night, I don't know if you guys caught this. J.K. went up, pump faked a couple times, very Jimmy Butler-esque. I got fouled, went to the line, and they pan over to Jimmy, and Jimmy's giving his nod like, yep. So I think you're going to see more of Kuminga going inside. Not as many threes, but if that three is open, he can't hit it. But did he fit in? Man, he folded right in, man. We got a new toy. It's an old toy. Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah.
You guys have a great one.
Thanks, Big Smooth. Appreciate it.
Like an embarrassment. I don't want to. Yeah, but Stoney, I feel it. Embarrassment of riches right now. It's just like there was never a doubt in my mind that this team, not about they didn't need him, and they were rolling, and they still are. But the bottom line, man, is if you sit here and you need to win 16 games, four series to get where you want to go, there's no doubt about it that this team doesn't need this, you know, this type of talent. And he's back, Stoney, and I loved every bit of it.
Yeah,
20
again,
minutes.
Yeah, and as it relates to Kuminga, you know, he played 20 minutes last night. Who knows what's going to happen moving forward, but I do think, and, you know, he didn't play a ton last night with Butler, but I do think there's something about, and I don't like to do this, but Butler and Wiggins. You know, Wiggins...
He was Wiggins, Donnie.
Let me put it this way. Butler is the kind of player who he approaches the game with a mind of, let's see if we can get Kuminga going a little bit. And not that Wiggins didn't think that way, but it wasn't his real top priority. He just played. Like he plays his game. But I think there is another level of another level that Butler gets him to in terms of being able to facilitate a Jonathan Kuminga. I think Butler obviously will be a better pairing for Kuminga eventually, just because he's so versatile that he's got other parts of his game to rely on before he has to put the ball in the hole if he does.
Yeah, and I'll say this, Donnie. It's no demerit to Andrew Wiggins, who you brought up, and we love Wiggs. But the bottom line is, it's a skill. It's a skill a lot of players don't have. It's a blessing, per se. And it speaks to one's basketball IQ. And that's what Jimmy Butler has had on display since he's been here. And Stoney, you talked about it last night. You said you felt like he was a point guard in a sense, because he knows how to take inventory and get guys going. And Jonathan Kuminga looked like he hadn't even been out as many games as he had. But I'm looking at Buddy Hield, Stoney. We had mentioned him, 4-6 from deep. And when he's got it going, man, this team is going. And everybody's taking notice, even Charles Barkley, saying they could be the second best team in the West if Jonathan Kuminga kid is doing what he's doing. And you know, that's not filibuster now. That's real, and people are taking notice.
Let's go to Caleb. Caleb's in Livermore. What's going on, Caleb? How you doing?
What's going on, fellas? Is it a payday Friday?
It is,
yes,
baby.
Sir.
There you go. Well, Stoney, I got a task for you.
A task? Okay. Oh, a test. All right, go ahead.
And I know you've been out of school for a while, but I need you this weekend to fill out a Moses Moody apology form.
I'll give it to you.
Bring it in on Monday and wearing a Moses Moody jersey. And if they don't hold you accountable to it, I'm afraid I'm going to be disappointed, man.
How about this? I'll do that, and you can send me the form. I'll do that after they win their first playoff series.
I hear you, but there's no longer Moses Moody. He stinks. You know, that infamous line that you have.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
You might want to apologize to your partner if you want. I appreciate
Thanks, Caleb. I said Lamar Jackson stinks, yeah, so how serious could I have been?
Evan listens to every show, and Stoudy, he was just, he had a difference of opinion.
Listen,
on Moody.
I'll dig it up.
Yeah, no, I mean, you can dig them up. You know what I mean?
Go down the alphabet. You're going to see that's been said about 59 athletes by me. I'm sure I'm on the record saying Stephen Curry stinks.
That is funny. Yeah.
Blake Snell.
There.
He stinks.
Thanks.
Yeah. Blake Snell. He's only won a couple Cy Youngs, right?
Man.
He stinks. But he does. No, he doesn't. I'm just kidding. All right. This was something I want to do right now.
Yeah, Rutherford, check you. Yeah. Stangy.
Oh yeah, that's I think when I said it.
Uh-huh.
All right, let me try to do this.
It's a must.
Let me try to do this. Okay. Let me shout out everybody that was there last night because
You wrote your name down.
It was a lot of fun. I may have missed somebody. You know what? If I missed you,
reach out.
Yeah, hit us up on the text or 888-957-9570. The great Alnetta was there. And it's Alnetta.
Yeah.
Not Alnetta.
She had
Alnetta.
Rings around her neck. The Warriors replica rings.
Yes.
Yeah.
Big John was in the house from Oakland again. Eric Page was there.
Yeah.
Eric Page.
Gotcha. Got a picture with Eric Page.
He wanted me to do it like John Sally, which I just did.
Special request.
Our good friend Sharika was there, the photographer.
Yeah.
Steve was there, although that's all I have. Steve. I usually like to put where they're from. Alan and his wife.
El Cerrito.
San Pablo,
yeah,
I thought.
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay.
I thought it was El Cerrito.
Thank you for coming out. Federico.
Yeah.
The young fella who showed me his basketball highlights.
Evan, I believe. Oh, man,
he was there.
Kid.
Thanks for coming out. There was a young father there named Patrick. Remember him?
Yeah.
He had his son Leo.
Yeah,
he was holding
his
son Leo.
We took a picture too.
Thanks to him. Jeremy in Alameda. Terrence in Alameda. Uncle Gene was there, and Gene brought his grandson Henry.
Man. Gene,
remember Henry?
Yeah.
He was there. Daniel and Theo, thank you. Rob in Richmond, he's the one whose daughter was Kayla.
No doubt.
But then he brought his whole family for a photo. Appreciate that.
One.
Dre was there. Ro from the O.
That, my man.
Was in the house.
Yeah.
I hope I'm saying this one right. It was late. VMI?
Yeah.
He was there. Thomas in West Oakland in the house. Ruben and Phil. We're there, one from Alameda, one from Oakland, with Little Angelina. Angelina was there. Guillermo, Eric, and Corey, thanks for coming out. Talked to Guillermo for a while. Moscone and Ziamara.
Yeah.
They've got a special place here at 95.7 The Game also. Like I said, Big John from Oakland was there. Odell was in the house. Carlos and Val.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Rockville, and then at the end of the night, Braxton. He used to live in my old neighborhood.
Oh.
And he came up, he heard about we were going to be there, and I didn't recognize him because we've been in our new house now for 10 plus years. Mm-hmm. So Braxton came out last night. If I missed you.
You missed our MVP, Los.
Oh my gosh.
You missed our guy, Los. Los, what up, Los?
I got a feeling he's not listening today.
Yeah, I think he might be, man. Yeah, 95.7 the game.
Los
That's how he said it.
Los was
there. I love Los, but
he was active.
He may have been trouble brewing, but Los was was a lot of fun too. Let's see. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First North.
I appreciate you taking time to write down everybody's names.
The only problem with that is when I'm texting the names, people think, oh, look at Stein. He's not even paying attention. He's just on his phone all night.
No, I appreciate that.
No, I'm trying to get your names just to recognize
you. And 9-year-old Kayla, the young, beautiful young lady, remembered our argument, Steiny, and recited it to us. And I'm looking like, you poor thing. But she was smiling and happy to meet us, man. And that was awesome. Her dad was the best.
The big question I had to ask 9-year-old Kayla, I said, so when you're listening, do you think, and we're arguing a little, do you think we're having fun, or does it seem like it's mean-spirited? And she said, it seems like you're having fun.
Man,
and
I was there like, it is, Kayla.
I said, we are.
Yeah.
We are.
My man.
All right. Let's go to Adam in San Francisco. What's up, Adam? How you doing?
Hey, guys, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on. I was just about to ask, sorry that I couldn't make the Emeryville Marketplace last night, but it sounded like it was a lot of fun. I actually went to the game last night, and just something I noticed that just, like, the addition of Kuminga back here is just it's just amazing. And just, like, the thing, too, with the Warriors, I don't know if you saw that video that the Warriors posted about everyone, like, throwing water on Steph, like, the vibes right now are immaculate. It's just like the team is bonded. They're having fun. They're winning. This addition of Kuminga, I mean, you saw, you know, we kind of saw what we were kind of missing, you know, even though we've been rolling last night, just that athleticism. He just brings a different edge to the team, to this new team that looks better. And when it comes to Moses Moody, you guys were talking about the closing lineup. I you know, that's Steve Kerr speaking, but I don't know why Moody couldn't be in there too. I mean, what does he not, what has he shown recently that he's not doing well? Like, he's defending well. He knows when to shoot the ball. He's decisive. The team is just gelling, and I love to see it. But curious kind of about, like, the closing lineup aspect of it. Like, I feel like it could be any of those guys right now.
That's a great point.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're getting to the point where it's got to be Curry, it's got to be Draymond, it's got to be Butler. Ideally, the fourth would be Kuminga. And then we'll see who the number five is. Oh, by the way, yes, Tiffany.
Oh, we forgot.
Tiffany was out there, too.
Yeah.
And Tiffany, I did not forget you. I just skipped over you. You were between Allen and Federico, and I just skipped over your name. But Tiffany was there
she
also.
Was.
Thank you so much. It was a lot of fun last night at the public market, Emeryville. And by the way,
nice venue, Stani. I hadn't been.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Woo!
It's pretty cool. Yeah. All kinds of food,
man.
A variety. The other thing is, and I don't want to speak out of turn, but I get the sense that that won't be the last one we're doing this year.
Oh, no doubt. It's a thing now.
Yeah, it felt like the people over at the public market, Emeryville, we're happy with the turnout, and we sure were happy with the turnout, yeah, too.
Shout out to Jesse and Meg.
Yes, Jesse.
For putting it on. J-Mo.
Megan on our sales department put it together. Just a fun time. All right. Enough about us. Lorenzo in Virginia. Hey, Lorenzo, how you doing?
Sandwich.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going well, Lorenzo,
nine,
man.
What's up, baby?
Hey.
Go ahead.
I think the vibes and everything's going good and stuff, but I think the Warriors are getting kind of the OKC treatment a little bit. Like, nobody's kind of fully bought into them yet. You know, I keep hearing everybody say, you know, they need to see more. They need to see more. And I think when they get ready to, face Denver and that back-to-back against the Bucks, I think that's going to probably tell everybody what they kind of need to know about them. But also, I had a question for you, Steiny.
Yeah.
You had the Warriors record before the Jimmy Butler trade. You had the Warriors record at, I think, about the same total amount of wins as last year. I'm curious to know where do you got them now at the end of the season with this Jimmy Butler trade? Where do you got them? How many wins you got them at now?
I'm lucky because they got, you know, they got into a slump, and so I think I had them for like 46 or 48. I mean, it looks like they're going to get there. We'll see how much further they get than that. But yeah, I mean, if it weren't for that little slow stretch after the 12-3 start, well, they'd be a lot further along. But I mean, they're six. They may get 50.
Yeah.
They may get to 50
and need every one of them.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, let me tell you what I thought was completely cool, and that was, they showed Steph Curry's first three-pointer, and it was assisted by Andres Biedrich, a name from the past. And then Andres Biedrich was on the big screen. I believe he's probably still living in Latvia.
Okay.
And he did a message to Steph and said, you know, never forget who gave you your first assist.
I love it.
And it was Andres Biedrich. So Evan and I start talking about Andres, and of course, Evan's a little younger, and he remembers the end of Biedrich's Warriors stint where, I mean, he just something happened to Andres's game, and he was never quite the same. But here's what I always do when I talk about Andres Biedrich, because people tend to not think of him the right way. They remember the guy who couldn't make a foul shot later in his tenure with the Warriors. I'm going to give you some numbers here. I love doing this. This is 2008-2009. It was the year before Steph got drafted. This is how Andres Biedrich started his season. These are the points and rebounds. You ready? I'm just going to run down the first 10-12 games. 14 points, 12 rebounds. 17 points, 13 rebounds. 23 points, 11 rebounds. 16 points, 22 rebounds, 12 and 11, 23 points, 12 rebounds, 16 points, 18 rebounds, 13 points, 15 rebounds, 17 points, 19 rebounds, 17 points, 16 rebounds, 17 and 9, 23 and 10. Those were Andres Biedrin's numbers the first 12 games of the 2008-2009 season.
Sounds like my order at In-N-Out of double-doubles, Donnie.
Also, for Warrior fans that were around at that time, I mean, he was pretty good.
He was at
a big part of the We Believe team.
He didn't get enough love, so I appreciate it.
Also, Marcus, Talia, and Aria. That's right, from Richmond.
Man.
From Richmond. Thank you so much.
We took photos, too. Man.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Shane. Shane's in San Francisco. What's up, Shane? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Oh, boy. That was a fun game to watch.
Yeah.
Stiney, I like how you always talk about NBA players and coaches sort of always know where they stand. You know, anything's possible in a given game, but they know who they match up against. They know who they got action against. And the Warriors definitely know that they can give any team trouble and they have a chance.
Yep.
And the Warriors also know, it's clear to me now, they know that Kuminga is the linchpin and they're going for it. I think that this whole slow playing thing is, you know, a little bit of the Kuminga mental aspect, but what it really is that they know that they have a really good hand to play right now and they don't want to tip it off too soon. So they're going to introduce it and integrate it slowly. And you saw flashes of it, like minimal overlap with Jimmy and stuff like that. But at the end of the game last night on that design, Steph Curry screen lobbed to Kuminga to finish it off. And they were all kind of coming off the court, and Steve Kerr had like the little side smirk on his face, and he was kind of thinking, "All right, guys, that's enough. Like, cool your jets.
Right.
Like, don't tell him too soon."
Right.
But now, how cool was it to see Kuminga get the ovation when he first brought the ball up the court for the first time, and then coming off the court in the fourth too, he got a big ovation. I just thought that was great to see everybody having fun.
It'll be more of that. Lobs.
Thanks, Shane. Good for Jonathan Kuminga. You know, the one thing that did stick out to me on Wednesday when you and I were out at Chase Center talking to a lot of the Warrior players is I did feel like a bunch of them brought up Jonathan Kuminga's name, and it wasn't prompted. It wasn't, hey, what do you think when Jonathan Kuminga will come back? And then they'll say, oh, he'll give us a boost. They seem to talk about Kuminga as though they knew he was coming back and they were all looking forward to him coming back because they do think that he can give this team something it needs. How they figure it all out, that's what the next 16 games and into the playoffs are going to be. But I did think that there was a real sincere feeling from the players and an excitement about Kuminga coming back.
No doubt, and it's a compliment to him. Talent meets talent, Stoney, and now they've become stronger. And I can't wait for tomorrow and the rest of these, 16 left, right?
16 games left, correct. They've played 66 as of right now. That is correct. 916 says, tell me what happened with Biedrich. I liked his game, then seemed like Nelly destroyed him. Yeah, Don Nelson didn't do him any favors. That's for sure. And then Andres lost his confidence. I always remember, I love talking to the old timers who were here with We Believe, but game two in Utah in the second round, they had Utah beat. They were ready to go back to the Bay Area 1-1 in that series.
That was Biedrich, though, Stoney.
And I know Biedrich had two foul shots with a minute and a half left. He made them both.
And
then Baron Davis missed the free throw. Petrus missed the free throws.
I'll never forget it, man.
And then Baron Davis had a backcourt violation, and I think that was also the Derek Fisher game.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right. Those days are gone.
But the good times are here. Right.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's talk Warriors. What else is there to talk about? Although we will touch on Mac Jones because we talked about that a little last night, too, when you weren't here.
Yep.
What's coming up on the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. Spring into action. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Stay in your car while friendly technicians check oil, batteries, lights, tires, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. All vehicle types, welcome.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, okay. I knew that there was something wrong with my list. I had a bunch of them. Turns out I'd started two threads of names.
Okay, you needed that much.
So yeah. There's actually a bunch of people I haven't even shouted out among all those others. First and foremost, and I have his name in all caps, and I haven't done it yet, Van.
He brought us plants.
Van brought us two, each of us, two bamboo plants. They were really nice. They were like kind of pocket bamboo
Karate
plants.
Karate Kid-like.
And they had an inscription on each of our, on each of the outside. my goodness.
Van,
yes,
you're
Van.
The man.
Van, thank you so much. But I
there
got more.
Go. Go
it was that, I'm telling you, it was that kind of night. Chris A. was there.
Man.
He was often on the YouTube chat. Thank you, Chris A. Jose. Early in the night, I met Jose. Then he came back a little bit. Marcus, Talia, and Aria. I had you down. It was just on the other the other sheet. Remember Eddie and Carla
from
Oakland.
I forget? Yes, sir.
And here's it. Of course, Ernie Chavez was there with his buddy Brandon.
Brandon, what up,
they've been
baby?
Coming a lot. We met Schleprock last night.
Came through, baby.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
Skip was there. And I have this guy in all capital letters, too. Los.
Yeah, we got
he's
him
getting
on the
another
lap
shout out.
Yeah, there we go. He deserves it.
Anybody who was there last night knows who Los was.
What a time.
Kayandi was there. Remember, she was the twin who told us her name was African because that's the name she got as a twin.
Yeah, and I go, what's Daryl in African? She said, you don't qualify. You gotta be.
another Chris was there. Oh, Johnny. Johnny was there.
Oh, how we forget
he was hanging around having a good time.
Dude, a lot of names.
How about this one? I forgot about these two. Alan and Noam. Noam from Ireland were there.
I gotcha.
Justin was there. Works across the street at... he worked across the street. He hooked up with me on Instagram.
Yeah, no doubt. He told us.
George, thank you, George. Shaka. Shaka was in the house last night with his buddy Chris.
We took a picture.
Thank you to Carol, who also showed up. Also, let me give a shout out to Paul in Berkeley. All right, Paul in Berkeley.
This is our guy right here.
He's got this interesting website called sportsrhymes.com. He's in the process of writing a book about some Oakland sports. It's all in rhymes.
Man.
He shared some of that with me. It's pretty cool. Go check that out. Rachel and Justice.
Yes, sir.
Remember Rachel and Justice,
He's the young man.
That
made the three-point play and had it on video and won.
And
he got it.
And then Sharika was there. Yeah. But I mentioned her earlier, but we always love to see her. All right, there it is. Sorry.
I forgot my second list. Yeah.
So there you go. A lot of fun last night, for sure. And last but not least, she was also there last night. Let's go to Boots in San Pablo.
Yeah.
Hey, Boots, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you all?
We're doing well. Thank you.
How are you?
Awesome. I'm fine. I was just calling to check and see, did you gentlemen give the message that I gave you to give to your families?
I did. I don't know if Goo did.
Yeah, I see him this evening.
Okay. So I'm going to just remind you.
Okay.
Please give your family our thanks and love for sharing you guys.
Oh, that's right. Wow. And you're from the East Coast.
Wow. I love that.
Rosado, you're from the East Coast.
Right. That's right.
Does it get better?
That's right.
You're the best.
So I just wanted to say that I'm Al's wife.
Yes.
So I'm Boots from San Pablo, and you guys are fantastic. I love listening to you. Keep it up, okay?
All right, thank you, Boots. God bless you. Appreciate it.
No doubt about it. Tell your hubby hello.
I'm about to get emotional, Boots. My mom, she knows.
Mom
knows what I'm all about.
Oh, boy.
No, that's right. Boots is originally from the East. I think New York, she said.
Yeah, that was awesome. Well spoken.
And by the way, Paul, sportsrhymes.com, he's originally from outside Philadelphia, but he's been out here forever. And he made sure to make it clear that the Philadelphia, that the Warriors came from Philadelphia and the A's came from Philadelphia.
Right, wow.
So we got a little connection there.
Logistics.
All right. Let's see. Let's go to Drawdy in San Francisco. What's up, Drawdy? How you doing?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How we doing?
Dynamite. Fired up.
Man, I got to give a shout out to Curry. Happy birthday, sir. What a B-Day gift to yourself. 4,000 points. And I want to add, how amazing do the Warriors look when those threes are going in, when they're just dropping shot after shot, natural. Nothing forced, you know, passing the ball. Something special about this chemistry we got going, fellas, and I'm excited to say the least.
Thank you so much
for having me on. You guys are doing a great job. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Gerardi. Appreciate it. I mean, look, there's no reason not to be excited right now. And nobody knows how this thing's going to end. But, I mean, this is fun.
Another game over 50% from deep, Stani, and it's not just Steph. He had 11 points. He's coming at you in waves, droves, man. And you're right. What did you say real quick early, Stani? Guys are going to be open. That's just what it is now. Certain guys are making them, and it's almost like they're giddy taking them. But again, I know I don't want to say a short sample size. It is, but moving forward, Stani, the last time the vibes were like this, I believe, with the Golden State Warriors, we had a parade at Lake Mirror. I'm just throwing that out there.
What about the one in San Francisco in 2022?
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm just the first one was at Lake Mirror. That's where I'm going. That's the one that kind of came out of just rock with me now. Michael Jackson, rock with me now. We had a good night. But man, I'm just telling you, you know, the first one was at Lake Mirror.
You know what? That's a great point. That's a great point. I hear you there.
My man, I hear you there. Yeah.
888-957-9570. It's a feel-good Friday, and why not?
The Warriors. I don't even care. I really don't care.
About what?
Like, if it weren't payday, I would still be as high as Cheech and Chong, but a natural high, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. The question I've been asking to Warrior fans right now, after this run that they're in the middle of at 888-957-9570, just where are you at with this team? Now, you know I'm a little tentative.
Yeah.
When it comes to these things, I'm more of a wait-and-see guy. But right now, if you're a Warrior fan, are you thinking championship? I don't want to say championship or bust, but championship. Is that one of the things you're thinking? Or when you watch this team, you say, you know what, they're better. They're definitely better, but I still want to see more, and they're not there yet. I mean, that's kind of what Curry was talking about on Wednesday. They got a lot more work to do. Or is there anybody out there that's still looking at this team and saying, I don't see it, Bob.
We haven't
I still
heard
don't
from
see
any.
It, Bob. Now it's fair to factor in the schedule, but okay. The reality of the situation is they're 10 games over 500, which is the high point for the season. So just kind of asking Warrior fans where they're at right now with this team. Are you all in and think this team can really do it?
Yeah.
Can they really win a title?
They can. Okay. And I'm going to throw this to you because we mentioned inventory earlier. You're around me every day. You are 20 hours a week plus. How would you, and I'm asking you, how do you think I'm feeling about this team? Because I'm telling you, Stani, sports is so fun, and we process it, we break it down, and then there's nothing better than when you see you've noticed something before the masses, right? And I was on board. I wanted Jimmy Butler, but that was out of desperation. But I can't front and sit up here and tell you all I knew this was going to pop off. My point is, Stani, I've told you, I've shared with you, like I'm writing in my diary, that if somehow they don't get it done, I'm so excited about what they are and how close I can believe that they, you know, what plateau and how close they can get if they don't. Don't you notice something, another pep in my step, but now it's everywhere. Barkley last night in front of the world said the Warriors could be possibly the second best team in the West, and he's a notorious Warrior hater. So that makes me happy, but now I come to work like, Stani, I don't think the phone's going to ring with somebody saying, forget the schedule, because we lost to Utah up 10-12 with 3 minutes left. The bottom line is, what is there not to like right now?
What is there not to like?
Yes.
Well, the only thing I would say, and it's kind of where they're at in the standings. That's the only thing not to like. And look, keep looking at those standings because,
man,
Houston's winning. Yeah. The Timberwolves are winning.
Yes, you're right.
You got to hold off the Clippers. And, oh, by the way, what was the I got to be honest. I didn't watch as much of that game as I'd like because I was chirping. But what was going on with Curry? Little hitch in his back?
I asked you that this morning.
A little back issue, but then he came back in, obviously. Yeah. I was just wondering if
we
didn't have the volume on. What's the sense of putting the volume on if Fitz and Kalen aren't doing it?
Right. Well,
so we didn't have the volume on last night because, I mean, Fitz or bust is what I say.
I mean, you had Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert on, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Correct. All right. Let's go to Schleprock. Schleprock's in San Jose. He was present and accounted for last night. What's up, Schlep?
Hey, what's up, you guys? Hey, it was great finally meet you guys. And I have to say, Steiny in real life did your softy.
No doubt.
Well, he is.
You're nicest guy, and then on the radio it's a different personality, but I was like, this guy's a little softy. He's out there talking to everybody, taking pictures and all that stuff, you're a softy, but that's good. This is what I'm like, what I'm seeing with the Warriors, is how the floor is opened up and all the spacing. That's why you get GP2 scoring the points that he scored a couple of games ago. You get Moody getting wide open threes and almost taking too long to shoot the ball. You know, you get Draymond scoring 20 plus points. This is what is possible with this team and with this cast of characters when they play ball the way they're supposed to be playing, passing the ball, cutting, screening and stuff like that. And the big thing is, these guys are smiling and having fun on the floor and on the bench. And that's what I love. That's what I want to see when it comes to crunch time, when it comes to getting into the playoffs. Are they going to win the whole thing? I don't know. But there's a possibility when you're playing this good and you're getting better every day and hopefully not getting any major injuries. This is what a Warriors basketball is all about, and this is like bringing it back to the Bay Area. That's a possibility in my mind. Great seeing you guys. Loesch was the star of
the
get-together last night. At first, I didn't know what to think. I'm like, no, don't let him get too close. Him and the little kid showing the the video of
his justice. That was justice.
And Stiney said, "And one."
Wow,
you guys
dude.
Were great.
Hey, right on, man.
And you guys didn't disappoint. I had to bone out early because I had a D9 I had to deliver to Tulare this morning. But you guys.
Thanks for coming out, Slip.
Yeah, yep. Appreciate the effort, man.
He
sweet.
Had the nice frames too, thanks, like Slip. Yours, Stiney. Yeah, the black frames, the glasses. But he was awesome.
Yeah, Justice showed this highlight of him. He's a young boy, and he makes a shot, and he got hammered.
Oh, he got hammered. That might have been a flagrant.
So it might have been, because he ended up on the floor. Yeah. Anyway, Justice makes the shot.
Yes, sir.
And then it goes in, and the video is over.
Yeah.
And I said, well, wait a minute. Did you make the free throw?
Oh, what did he say? I didn't ask him.
He said no.
Oh, he kept
I said,
real.
All right, that's all right.
Yeah.
We'll complete that three-point play next time.
There you go. He got hammered.
Yeah, that on the court.
Yeah,
I mean he's only about nine.
Man.
I mean, everything was on the up and up.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking, and this is just a thought about terminology and the way people talk about the game. But I feel like earlier this season, when the Warriors weren't going well, and you talked about a player, we tend to go, well, he's not doing enough of this. He needs to do more of that. And you know what I keep hearing now? Play your game.
That's what we told Kuminga.
Play your game.
That's what I told him, yes.
But I also think it's going for Moody. Gary Payton second. Yeah, I just feel like everybody is encouraging everybody to basically be at their best.
Right.
And do what you think you can do and do it as well as you can. It just feels like everybody's encouraging each other to step up and maybe, I don't know if it's take more chances, but just play a little bit freer and know that if you don't have it going, so what? Somebody else will come in.
And
who cares?
You know what it sounds like you're describing to me?
Yeah.
Comfortability.
Yeah.
And Stiney, when we talk about sports and great defenses, what do? They take away things from the offense, right? They suffocate you. They make you move faster than you want to, and it's uncomfortable. But what I'm watching with this Golden State Warrior team, Stiney, and Raymond Ritter always said it, it's a make-or-miss league. But the bottom line is, I think the Warriors, this version of the Golden State Warriors, are playing basketball on their terms. Now, they may miss a shot, Stiney, but they're getting a good shot, and I think guys are more comfortable now, and they're dictating as opposed to being told what to do. And I know they're going to play better teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this is a better team, and they're going to try to impose their will. But I just feel like the Warriors are playing basketball now more so on their damn terms, and that's why we're getting returns from Gary Payton, GP3, all of a sudden feeling comfortable taking threes. Draymond, Moses Moody, Quentin Post, Stiney, like the list is just going on, and that's why I feel like the possibilities are endless in regard to where this thing is going.
Yeah, let's take a listen to Steph Curry. This is after last night's game, talking about how big of a win that was.
It's very symbolic, I think, how tonight went. Where I only get 9 shot attempts, and it seemed like a very kind of mundane night because the way that they were guarding us, but you look up and we win by 26, and as ugly as it was for that 4 minutes in the second quarter, we were able to get off to a good enough start and withstand that run where, I don't know what the run was in the second, but we still had a double-digit lead and knew we could correct those mistakes, and there's just a confidence that comes with that. And so it is, the vibes are good right now, but like I said, or continue to say, we are not getting ahead of ourselves. Like, every night is a chance for us to get a little bit better, find a little bit more confidence, and build that chemistry that we're going to need down the stretch, win as many games as possible, because we're still not in the clear in terms of the whole playing thing and being our best selves come April.
All right, that's Steph Curry talking about the symbolic win last night. Here's a different
viewpoint. I wanted you to read it.
It's startling how happy you sound, Matt. Slow your roll concerning the Warriors. Lots of key injuries to the opposing teams they have played. Don't see them going beyond the first round.
And that's
fair. I'm in the middle. I mean, they're better. There's no doubt they're better. But
and that's what we're excited about.
I'm riding with Steph Curry. They're not there yet. He doesn't think they're a championship team. He said that on Wednesday. We got a long way to go, but I mean,
I like that.
They're the ball's starting to roll down the hill. The snowball's starting to roll down the hill and pick up more snow, and it feels like it's getting bigger and bigger.
And there's still work to do.
Would I bet on this team to win a title? I still would not. But we have to acknowledge that they're in the mix.
Yeah.
They're in the mix.
I'm not afraid of anybody.
Right now, they're in the mix. Mm-hmm. I don't know where they'll be 3 weeks from now, but right now, they are in the mix. No doubt about it.
Do you have a problem? You got to acknowledge that. In regard to me as a fan, Stani, this is coming from the heart, the fandom heart. Like, I don't play on the team, but I watch basketball every night. I watch the association, and I'm not afraid of anybody. Now, you still can get your ass kicked, but I'm looking at the field. Shout out to the chef. And, Stani, I'm just not afraid of anybody. And for that, I think that's half the battle. And Steph's keeping it real and saying it right. You know, still work to do. But as a fan, I'm looking at the field. I'm not afraid.
Yeah. I mean.
Before, I was like, oh, my God, Denver. You know, I don't know. Minnesota. Now I'm like, yeah, okay, we got the butler and the chef and everybody else stepping up and bringing something to the party.
They're playing well. And, you know, the idea of nobody scares the Warriors. Does anybody ever scare Steph or Draymond? I think basically now those two guys have the confidence that they can beat anybody.
That's key.
And I don't think – who was it that said – was it Draymond that said they thought – there's a difference between knowing you can beat a team and thinking you can beat a team, and they were thinking they could maybe beat teams earlier in the year. But
and that reflected their record, right?
Not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to David in New Orleans. Hey, David, how you doing?
Yo, what's going on, man?
Hey, man.
Talk to us.
How y'all doing today?
Hey, my daughter goes to Tulane, David.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool, man. That's
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, great city.
Across the bridge from me, 5 minutes away from where I'm at, man.
Nice.
The Green Wave.
Yeah. Look, I don't know if y'all remember me calling y'all when the trade first happened, and I was talking about Jimmy Butler being a force multiplier.
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember that, Cole?
Okay, yeah.
Cool. I mean, I didn't realize it was going to be this good.
Man, I appreciate that honesty.
But what I wanted to say was, I think inside of me saying that, what also happened was Quentin Post. So the
good
addition
call.
Of Jimmy Butler and Quentin Post as spacing along with size and playmaking. And so now we have that's the extra dynamic that I didn't account for. And so I believe now, man, I think they can beat, if they play the game, I think they can beat anybody, man, especially with Jonathan Kuminga coming back and giving them an athletic boost, another downhill driver, and somebody who can make plays with the ball and in a dunker spot. I believe they can take anybody on, bro. We're going to have a fresh step, you know. And one more thing, I noticed last night that they was playing Jimmy Butler sort of in the Phil Jackson triangle spot.
Mm.
And that's how I saw that Draymond Green was making a lot of off-ball reads and trying to cut into the basket, getting easy layups. And it's actually opening up Draymond's offensive game, too. And so I feel like Jimmy Butler is having a scoring effect, but he's also giving us some of that old-school Andre Iguodala do-it-all type of stuff. I think we got a lot of that going on, too. So I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm going to the game on the 28th. I'm ready.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to try to get my daughter tickets to that game, too, David.
Yeah, man, I can't wait, bro. So I think they can beat anybody. So, you know,
thanks, David. Appreciate the call, man.
It ain't just me. Yeah.
Appreciate the call. Yeah. You know what I love about last night's game? Jimmy Butler took 5 shots. Jimmy Butler's like, yeah, I'm not taking any shots tonight.
Have you noticed how many shots at the rim he chooses to just throw out?
Man.
Like, he had at least 3 open layups.
Yeah.
And instead would rather have Gary Payton II take a corner three.
Man. And Evan, they're catching him almost with that mindset. Almost, Evan, thank you, man. And I'm about to let it go because I know you didn't have to do that.
And you know what? I think Jimmy Butler makes that pass at certain times in certain games, but he won't make that pass in other games if he doesn't. I mean, see, I think Jimmy Butler's so smart. He looks at a game like last night and says, all right, we're better than Sac.
Yeah.
And so, let's try to pour it on. Yeah, I got a little two, kick it out for a three because we got a little more wiggle room. But I believe, you know, when, if and when the Warriors start getting into tighter games against better teams, you know, that's when he will score.
Like, he got his first shot blocked.
Yeah, he stinks.
And from there, well, no, from there, he's just like.
That's right, he did.
All right, that's fine.
Didn't he get it back and then they scored anyway?
Yeah, he threw it out to Draymond in the corner. He hit a three.
That's right. Draymond knocked down two threes to start the game.
Yeah.
All right, 888-957-9570. I see them lined up on the phones. We'll get to you all on the other side. But fun times are back in the Bay with the Golden State Warriors. That much I think we can all agree on. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment was brought to you by, oh, you know, the public market, Emeryville.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.